All right, everyone, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of ancient wisdom. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being emotionless and detached? Nope, not at all. While Stoicism does encourage us to be in control of our emotions, it's actually super powerful when it comes to building strong, meaningful relationships. Think of it like this. Stoicism helps you become a better version of yourself, which naturally makes you a better friend, partner, family member, and colleague. So buckle up, because today we're diving into how to build rock-solid relationships using the timeless principles of Stoicism. Ever felt that sinking feeling when a friendship starts to crumble? Or maybe you've experienced that awkward tension in a relationship that just won't go away? Well, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. Stoicism offers some seriously effective tools to help us build and maintain those strong, healthy connections we all crave. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationships for the better. First up, focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes our ability to influence only ourselves, our thoughts, actions, and reactions. It doesn't mean ignoring the needs of others or dismissing their feelings, but it does remind us that we can't force someone to change or behave a certain way. You can choose how you respond to situations even when things get tough. Next, practice active listening. This means truly paying attention to what the other person is saying without judgment or interruption. It's about understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. Sometimes people just need to vent, and a good listener can be a true lifesaver. Thirdly, be kind always. Kindness doesn't have to be grand gestures, it's the small things that count. A thoughtful text message, offering help when someone needs it, or simply being present and attentive, these acts of kindness build trust and strengthen bonds over time. Remember, you never know what someone else is going through, so a little bit of kindness can go a long way. Fourth, embrace vulnerability. Opening up to others can be scary, but it's essential for building deep connections. Sharing your thoughts and feelings, even the difficult ones, shows trust and creates a space where both parties feel safe and understood. Don't be afraid to let your guard down, you might just be surprised by how much closer you get to the people around you. Finally, practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning someone's actions, but it does mean choosing to release the anger and resentment that weighs us down. When we forgive, we free ourselves up to build healthier relationships based on understanding and compassion. Think about a time when you felt really close to someone, maybe a best friend, a romantic partner, or even a family member. What made that connection so special? Chances are it involved some of these Stoic principles. Active listening, kindness, vulnerability, and forgiveness. Now imagine applying these same principles to other relationships in your life, those friendships that need a little extra attention, those work colleagues you want to connect with on a deeper level, even those family members who sometimes drive you crazy. You can use Stoicism to create stronger bonds with everyone around you, transforming your interactions from strained and superficial to authentic and meaningful. So remember, folks, building strong relationships isn't just about luck or circumstance, it's about actively choosing to cultivate them using the powerful tools of Stoicism. It takes effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Go out there and make those connections count. Share this episode with a friend who could use some relationship wisdom, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me back here tomorrow for another dose of modern Stoicism. Until then, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.